The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is a bright, beautiful, sunny day here in Margate. It's a Wednesday, and I know that I am joined with Janet Cimarelli, who happens to be at the WWNN radio studios up in Boca Raton. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
And how is the weather up in Boca Raton?
Well, bright, sunny, beautiful, and I just came off the tennis court, and so I'm all energized and feeling good, played well. So we all agreed on the tennis court that we are so fortunate we live in paradise.
No question about it. And, of course, that morning exercise really does well for the entire day because you have a very long day. And I'm very proud of the fact that you're able to be here at Save-A-Lot 6 days a week. And today, why don't we give out your hours today and, of course, the rest of the week?
Okay, so today I will be at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center a little bit later for people who are at work and might not be able to get in earlier in the day to see me or to do their shopping. And my hours at Save-A-Lot on Wednesday and Thursday are from 1 in the afternoon till 7 in the evening. And then on Friday, I'm available from 4 to 8, and Saturday, 12 to 5. Monday and Tuesday, more kind of like the office hours, 9 to 5. That's Monday and Tuesday. And, of course, Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate is closed on Sundays.
I am very proud of that fact because it's a belief that I've had for many, many years, being in the industry, that there should always be one day a week that the staff and, of course, myself can enjoy the benefits of being with your family and your friends. And I think it's important that you know that on one day a week you can clear your mind and ease some of the stress that may have been taking place during the course of the week. And the regular hours at Save-A-Lot are Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And as Janet said, we are closed Sundays, and we are closed all major holidays during the course of the year, including the Jewish holiday of Rosh Hashanah, the first day, and the holiday of Yom Kippur, which is the holiest day of the year in the Jewish faith. But now we have to turn to the issues at hand. We had a great guest yesterday with Dr. Slavin, Dr. Herb Slavin, who has a practice in Lauderhill, the Institute of Advanced Medicine. And if you missed the phone number to get in touch with him or make an appointment at his office, it's 954-748-4991. That's 954-748-4991. This is the practice that I've been going to for the last 20 years for my monthly chelation treatments and my weekly vitamin C drip. And I wholeheartedly believe that people who want to keep a healthy habit for lifestyle as well as good health for many, many years to come, I think those are two important ingredients that someone should consider, especially if you're having any heart problems. You should definitely consider the benefits of chelation therapy. Janet, we have, I know, some special guests coming up, not only for the rest of this month, but, of course, for the month of January. And the lineup seems like it's pretty full. Tomorrow's very special guest is Dr. Cass Ingram. And I know he always has some great topics that he would like to discuss. And I'm sure tomorrow will be no different. So tune in tomorrow morning from 10 to 11, and you will hear Dr. Cass Ingram discussing many of the benefits that people can derive from using certain products of a company that he often speaks about.
Al.
Today, Janet, we should let our listeners know about the special weight loss program that you will be starting come the month of January. And I know that sometime this week you will have a scale in your office where people can weigh in. And I know that you're going to be interviewing people that are in desire to lose weight. And what is the criteria that you're going to be using?
Okay, so what I'm looking for when people come to see me and they're looking and discussing the possibility of qualifying for the free 4-week smart food that is part of the weight loss program that I'm going to be organizing beginning the 16th of January. So I would like people to certainly be prepared to make a sincere commitment to the guidelines that are part of the program. So it would be eliminating certain foods, making sure to include other foods, using the smart food products that I will be providing, and coming in on a weekly basis to have a weigh-in, as well as the discussion during that weekly visit of any problems they may be having, because I will certainly be acting as you mentioned yesterday, Al, as a health coach during this lifestyle education program. And I certainly did not want to say diet, because the idea of this program is to re-educate your body, re-educate your mind, and change your body chemistry so that you are more in an optimized metabolic situation. So an agreement to follow those instructions, as I said, weekly weigh-in and discussion appointments. And I think that people really should have as a goal at least a 10-pound weight loss. Anything under that really wouldn't necessarily qualify for this 4-week program. And keep in mind, if people have a greater amount of weight to lose, certainly the weigh-in and continuing discussion will happen ongoing until people reach their goals. The free smart food products are only available for 4 weeks, but then they will be available for purchase after that if the participants wish to continue with that. And the focus is certainly on fat burning and literally reshaping your body. But in addition to that, people with unstable blood sugar may find that they are very well supported in stabilizing blood sugar chemistry. If triglycerides and cholesterol levels are high, those can be modified somewhat. And the overall picture is very much supporting good health. So blood sugar balance, triglyceride, cholesterol balance, and blood pressure balance as well, because it is an established fact that when you reduce your weight, you reduce your blood pressure. So all of that is going to begin January 16th. However, people need to be coming in to see me now at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Counseling Office in order to sign up and get organized, get ready to get on the program that begins January 16th.
And as you mentioned earlier, today you are here from 1 o'clock until 7 o'clock. Is that correct?
Right. And 1 to 7, I'm available. And no appointments are necessary. The individuals can come in, and it is a first-come, first-served basis. And I usually have between 15 and 20 minutes to work with each individual.
Well, that's all good to know. And I think that the people that you've been able to counsel over the many, many years that you've been doing this have proven very effective, because people like the way you approach an issue. And I think that's the key point in coming to someone like yourself, or rather than going to a allopathic physician or a other health counselor that may be practicing similar to what you do. And there may be nutrition stores that are around that can offer advice as well, but they don't compare to the advice and the coaching that you can give. And we're very proud of the fact that we are the sole providers for the benefits of Janet Cimarelli. And Janet, again, is here 6 days a week, and she's here to help you overcome any health challenges or health concerns that you may have. There is another point in the weight loss category, Janet, that I wanted to make mention of. This was an article that appeared in the Women's Days magazine, and the statement or the headline was, "Lose 10 pounds in 6 days." And I know we're going to be coming up on an intermission in just a couple of minutes, but before we get to that intermission, I did want to let our listeners know that we're going to go through this particular article that was published in Women's Day, and we're going to give you some idea as to what they believe are the best choices to make when it comes to breakfast, lunch, and dinner, as well as snacks, and also what they consider to be a cheat day. Now, in your particular program, Janet, is there such a thing as a cheat day?
There is not a cheat day per se, but one of the things that I think is very important is being able to adapt a program to an individual's needs. And I am very well able to do that. There is no cheat day. And here's the approach. It's relearning your relationship with food. And so if people have in their minds that, they might want to cheat one day, it literally does set them back from a psychological, from a mental perspective that, that this is a special program and that really to enjoy themselves, they need to step off it and cheat on occasion. And the truth of the matter is, you are learning a different relationship with food. That's the best way that I can put it.
Well said. And just to give our listeners a lead-in as to what they can expect after we come back from the break, if you could design your dream diet, what would it include? Lots of variety. So meals and snacks never get boring. Plenty of treats. A day to cheat a little. And follow this easy plan for a month and enjoy real food, not just rice cakes and cottage cheese, but your favorite treats, even a glass of wine. And the keys are smaller portions, more protein, healthier carbs. Just mix and match one breakfast, lunch, and dinner, plus two treats for 6 days of the week. Then on day seven, indulge with a cheat day. So when we come back for this intermission, Janet, we're going to go into the different breakfast, lunches, and dinners that people can prepare for themselves. Because, again, it's a mindset of how to do things. And that's what people have to learn, how to change their way, their old ways of doing something. So I'll turn it back to you.
And to our listeners, you're tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I am here with Mr. Al Foreman, who is at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate, just a half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center. We'll be with you for the next 45 minutes, so stay tuned. More to come.
The knowledgeable team at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is partnering with Janet Cimarelli to give you the information and knowledge you need to better manage your health. Janet is a leading licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet's counseling services are now available 6 days a week at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate. At the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, Janet can work with you to change your diet and change your life. Janet has over 25 years of clinical experience helping people to overcome and manage illness. Let her help you get on the path of better health. Call today for convenient times to meet with Janet Cimarelli. Call 754-307-1655. That's 754-307-1655. And make sure to listen to Janet and Mr. Al Foreman Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. right here on WNN. Great service, great prices, save a lot.
Hi, this is Janet for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour, and I would love to introduce you to the fabulous staff at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. I'd like to introduce our listeners to Scott. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell our listeners what you do at Save a Lot Nutrition Center.
I head the receiving department here, and I make sure that all the items are processed immediately to replenish the shelf stock. I handle and enter new items and special orders, and I also commit the invoicing to our system, making sure our quantities are up to date, fully stocked, and that our pricing reflects our competitive pricing structure.
As our listeners might get from that description of your work, Scott, I think they'll know that you do an incredibly efficient job and you handle so much responsibility. So thanks so much for introducing yourself to our listeners.
No, thank you very much.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I am sitting in Janet's palatial office here, where she will be at 1 o'clock today and 1 o'clock tomorrow until 7 o'clock, guiding you into how you can best achieve some health issues and health concerns that may be bothering you. And one of the topics today, and we probably, we'll do this more often, in light of the program that you want to get people started on with diet, Janet, or proper nutrition, I should say, the biggest resolution that most people will make for the New Year's is probably going to be to lose weight. And we know that 70% of the population is either overweight, or obese. And I think it's a category that people continually are fighting. And they're fighting because they are tempted by too many things that stand in their way from achieving success. And we can point out many different of those reasons, but again, they're only excuses. And people love excuses because it gives them a reason not to achieve their weight loss goals. But between your program, Janet, and what we're going to be discussing now, I think people can look at it a little bit differently and find that they do have the ability to change their way of thinking and change their habits into better controlling habits that will give them the success that they really are looking for. And here's an example. Again, this was in a Women's Day magazine and has to do with weight loss, and they're saying that you can lose 10 pounds in 6 days, which I think is maybe a little bit far-fetched for most people, because I think a good weight loss program probably will be more like a pound a day. Would you agree to that, Janet?
A pound a day is pretty intense.
Exactly. And when you look at 10 pounds in 6 days, that's even more intense. However, it depends upon the size of the person that is losing weight, because I think the people that are heaviest have a tendency to probably drop more weight than your average person who's only looking to lose 10 or 20 pounds. The examples that they give here is eating three good meals a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with some snacks and some treats. And let's examine some of the breakfast offerings, which I find very intriguing and something that I don't have to lose weight, but something that I would like to try to see if it satisfies my cravings for food and gives me the satiety that I need to not look for something else. The first item they're showing here is a peanut butter and apple quesadilla, which is an 8-inch whole wheat tortilla with 1 tablespoon of peanut butter plus a sliced apple. And that's 300 calories for the entire serving. The next one is apricot ricotta breakfast sundae, which is one cup of non-fat ricotta cheese, a pinch of nutmeg, a half a teaspoon of agave nectar, and 4 chopped apricots. Then they go into a egg scrambled in 1 teaspoon of oil, which I'm assuming is going to be olive oil or a vegetable oil, 1 whole wheat thin bagel thin, a 1 piece of turkey sausage link, and a 6 ounce low sodium vegetable juice. Now, there are 3 choices. There are many more. But would you agree, Janet, that breakfast is probably the most important meal of the day?
I do agree that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Yes.
And people should get started eating a breakfast that satisfies them until the point that they're going to have lunch.
Certainly, that's what they're looking for, being satisfied, feeling full, not experiencing any symptoms of hunger, no growling stomach, no shakiness, no brain fog.
All points that people experience, especially when they're trying to lose weight. Would you venture to say that people could experience some side effects by going into a weight loss program, Janet?
I would imagine if it were the wrong program for them.
Okay, so it really depends upon the individual and, of course, how much weight they're looking to lose and how extreme they're going to make their choices when it comes to food. The article goes on to talk about a strawberry French toast, which is 1 slice of whole wheat bread dipped in 1 beaten egg and cooked in 1 teaspoon of butter and 1 cup of sliced strawberries. Now, think about a cup of sliced strawberries. A general cup is 8 ounces. Is that correct, Janet?
Right.
So you're talking about 8 ounces of strawberries, which seems to me to be a very, very nice addition to a good breakfast, especially if they're organic. And I think that's another issue that people have to be concerned about when they're looking to include some of these items that we're speaking about, that they be organic. And organic should be the first choice. A lot of people may not come about by saying that I can't afford to buy organic and I have to buy conventional. Is there a tip that you can give them to clean the conventional produce, Janet?
Actually, most of the time the conventional program produce is going to be really contaminated through many different stages of growth. So the idea of cleaning something of the chemicals really doesn't work. There are some veggie washes that do a little bit better than just cleaning the vegetables in water. But keep in mind, conventional produce, very often what we're talking about is genetic modification, so that there is genetic manipulation, adding a virus or bacteria or fungus to the genetic makeup of a particular crop in order to make that crop unattractive to insects and pests that would normally interfere with the amount of the harvest. And then even more problematic is the application of pesticides and herbicides to that crop, and those are the chemicals that are really difficult to remove. But as I said, there are some veggie wash products, and those do work better than just cleaning the produce with water. Some people use a mix of water and hydrogen peroxide. That can be helpful. So there are different ways of approaching it. And the other thing is to take a look at some of the organic produce. Sometimes the organic products are literally a difference in pennies from the conventional products. And the other thing is, come into the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center and take a look at all of the dry goods, the groceries that are packaged at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. They are all organic choices. And when you're able to make those organic choices with packaged dry goods groceries, you're so far ahead of the game. So many times if you're choosing conventional products in that category, they are highly contaminated with preservatives and flavor enhancers and so on. And that's not so when you're choosing those dry goods at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center.
Very good point, Janet. I'm glad you brought that up, because the groceries that we do have here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center are all organic. And that's the only groceries that we will sell are organic. We do not stock any perishable products, but we do sell packaged groceries that are organic. And moving on to this particular article, I did want to say that if anybody's interested in receiving this article, you can email me, and I'll be more than happy to send you a copy of it. And my email address is al@savealotnutritioncenters.com. al@savealotnutritioncenters.com. And I'll be more than happy to share this with you. Number five on his hit parade is a cup of toasted oatmeal with 1 cup of either 1% milk or soy milk and 2 tablespoons of tart dried cherries, and 1 tablespoon of chopped walnuts. 6 is an egg sandwich, which is on a whole wheat English muffin. 1 egg fried in 1 teaspoon of olive oil, and 1 ounce of Canadian bacon, which is about 2 slices, plus 1 to 2 slices of tomato. And then it moves on to pancakes and bacon, 2 frozen pancakes, plus 1 teaspoon of honey, half a banana that's sliced, 2 slices of turkey bacon. And again, everything I've mentioned to you so far is estimated to be at 300 calories. So there are many choices that people can make. But I think the first choice that people should consider if they're looking to lose more than the 10-pound weight loss or 15-pound weight loss that most people are looking for is to come in and speak to Janet and get on the program that she is going to be counseling starting the middle of January. And this will be a very unique situation because people will be interviewed first by Janet to see if they qualify to get on the program. And then once they've qualified, they're going to receive 4 weeks of the meal replacements that she will be providing at no charge. So it's a no-charge way to get into the year of 2017. Looking for your weight loss goals that she can help counsel you on and coach you on as to the best way to do it. Because a lot of what's going to take place will be your ability to follow her recommendations as to what you'll be cooking in the way of regular food that will only enhance the ability to help you lose weight. So with that said, John, I'm going to turn it back to you. When we come back, I did want to ask you a pointed question, which will give you some time to think about. We've been open here now since December 5th. Today is December 28th, so we're approaching a 4-week milestone in the opening of the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And what I wanted to discuss with you when we come back from the break is what are some of the unique health situations that people have approached you with to help guide them and counsel them. So I will turn it back to you now.
And turning it back to me means it's time for us to take a break here on Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli speaking from the WNN studios in Boca Raton. And joining me, Mr. Al Foreman, who is at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road on 441 in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center. And Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour continues after these messages. Educational meetings, expert advice, information directed at achieving wellness rather than merely treating symptoms. This is just a glimpse of what you will find at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. If achieving health goals has been eluding you, discuss your health issues with me, Janet Cimarelli. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center was founded on the principle that good health does not mean sacrificing your budget. Learn how we do things differently at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. We concentrate our efforts on supporting wellness with the highest quality supplements at the very best of the best prices. Come save a lot of your money at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Jana Juice gives you the antioxidant protection that is so important to support the health of your cells. Two easy-to-swallow capsules help to minimize the damage for free radicals, energize on a cellular level, enhance your immune response, all with two capsules per day. Come into Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Plaza. Come in today, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It's a beautiful, bright Wednesday morning. Janet Cimarelli is up at the WWNN studios in Boca Raton. I am sitting in her palatial office here, where she will be seeing people starting 1 o'clock today until 7 and 1 o'clock tomorrow till 7. And I had left off the break with a question to Janet. In the almost 4 weeks that we've been open here at Save-A-Lot, what are some of the interesting concerns and health questions that people have come in to ask you about, Janet?
Very interesting. I have such diverse conversations with the customers at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Yesterday, it was interesting. It seemed that yesterday was gallbladder day, and that a number of people that I spoke to were having issues with regard to gallbladder function and digestion of fats. And there are a number of very effective choices that I have to offer those individuals, as well as little hints on how to modify their diets so they're not so vulnerable to the digestive discomfort associated with gallbladder disease or gallbladder dysfunction. I have been dealing with a lot of women who are unfortunately having to overcome hot flashes and many of the symptoms of hormonal dysfunction. And so, once again, some dietary change, some minimal information about things to make sure to include on a regular basis and things to be certain to avoid. And one of the things that I tell people is I can organize your diet based on your personal preferences. And it doesn't have to be a situation where you feel imposed upon, but rather you have the opportunity to understand things that might be making your life less than happy, because you're dealing with some diverse symptoms and you don't necessarily know where they're coming from. And here is the position. There are certain food choices, certain bits of information regarding hydration, regarding balancing hormones, a variety of different approaches to help people overcome hormonal issues, including certain very basic products, things like vitamin E and certain types of oils, and all herbal combinations to specifically address balancing hormones. So those are some of the discussions that I've had this week.
Well, I know you mentioned first gallbladder issues. And to my knowledge, in all the years I've been in business, the most people that seek out answers for gallbladder issues go to their mainstream medical practitioner or their allopathic doctor. And the doctor, the first thing he's going to do is say, we need to remove the gallbladder. And this could present problems because, as you pointed out, the gallbladder is needed to digest fats. And fats are an important part of what we put into our daily diet and what we consume in the way of daily foods. So how would you go about treating somebody, Janet, or helping them overcome the issue of a problem gallbladder using supplements?
Well, I have some professional formulations that are available very specifically for those people who are having gallbladder attacks, flare-ups, dysfunction, as well as for people who continue to have digestive issues even after their gallbladders have been removed. And I can mention that gallbladder removal, a cholecystectomy, that doesn't necessarily make the digestive issues go away. So there are two different approaches, formula for people who are having digestive problems because their gallbladder is not functioning well, as well as a specific product for people after they've had their gallbladder removed and they are still having digestive problems.
Well, you mentioned the professional line of product, Janet. Now, I know that we have to be very careful as to the what we describe as a professional line and what are the lines that we handle here in your office. And these particular brands are only sold through you in the office here at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. What specific product are we speaking about?
I don't think I'm at liberty to say, Mr. Foreman. I have to say that professional label products are available only through licensed practitioners. And because I have been licensed by the state of Florida to do nutrition counseling for over 25 years, I have access to these more professional formulas. And when I say more professional formulas, they might be reflecting very much the latest science, and they might be natural substances that are combined in a way that would address different health issues, similarly to how a pharmaceutical might address those health issues. However, these are from all natural substances. And these are products that are produced in FDA-inspected and FDA-compliant manufacturing facilities. Pharmaceutical standards of manufacture are adhered to. So these are extremely high-quality formulations, and they are certainly a little different than what people are going to find on the shelves in Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. These formulas are in my office, and on the shelves at Save-A-Lot, you can also find many different approaches that are efficient, effective, easy to use, very well priced. And so there are a lot of different options when you come to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. But the professional formulas, these formulas are an absolute joy to work with because they are so efficient.
So if I'm understanding, and I want to make sure our listeners understand, that the professional lines that we have at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center office that you have cannot be dispensed on normal shelves that we have here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. They must be dispensed from your office on your recommendation.
That's true. And I think that, you know, it's important because you don't want to possibly go down the wrong path. It's a very important, number one, for people to have a diagnosis from their physician. When people bring their blood tests in, bring the suggestions of their physicians that this is the part of the body that is causing the problem, that information gives me the direction where I need to proceed to give them relief from a natural perspective rather than from a pharmaceutical chemical approach.
All right, and then some of the other issues that you've been able to deal with in the few short weeks that we've been open here, bring to light what other areas of the body that you would be concerned with when people come in to see you with those issues?
Okay, I'm not entirely certain. I know I'm following what the question is. However, it's important for people to understand that I'm going to approach their issues from a holistic viewpoint, that their lower...
You're not dealing with symptoms.
I'm sorry?
You are not dealing with symptoms.
Not merely dealing with symptoms. And we kind of had this discussion with Dr. Slavin yesterday that if you just approach something from the viewpoint that you're going to make the symptom go away, what you're doing is covering up the problem, and it will continue to progress until it manifests in a much more serious way or in a different location of the body. So approaching the area that has manifested this the discomfort, but understanding what brought that about. And sometimes the people who come to see me have had that kind of a discussion with their doctor. Other times they've just been told, well, this is the problem and this is the pharmaceutical that you need to take and here's the prescription. And when people come to see me, we have more of an in-depth discussion about how this particular symptom came about and what are the underlying contributing factors that created this symptom. And it might take a little bit longer period of time for the symptom to disappear while you're correcting the underlying problem. But ultimately, you've taken care of a much bigger picture than, let's say, a stomach ache or a sore throat or a headache or something. You've created health rather than dysfunction in different systems of the body.
So if someone came in with their complete blood profile and you sat down with them and you're looking for different areas in the blood profile that either are too high or too low, and then you try to tackle the issue as you see, which is the most important one. Is that correct?
Well, very much. That's what I discuss with people who come to see me. What's your priority? Because very often there might be five separate issues that have been discussed with me as they're meeting me for the first time, and I very often can connect all five that they may be originating from the same problem, let's say generalized inflammatory issues, or they might be very diverse situations that require individual approaches. And so one of the things that I will discuss with the individual is, what's your priority? What is most problematic for you? What is most creating interference in your ability to function? And we will prioritize the issues in that way. Sometimes I will insert myself into this discussion and say, well, that might be the most negative symptom you're dealing with, but I think this is a more serious area to address first. And then, so there's a negotiation process, and keep in mind, I don't impose my will. It is very much a discussion and a mutual agreement in order to move an individual to a better place of health. It is time for us to take a break, Al. And so to our listeners, stay tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. We're coming up on the last segment of our show, and one of the things that I did want to address had to do with the death of Carrie Fisher and heart attacks. So that's what I'd like to cover in the last segment of the show. Stay tuned, more to come.
Save-A-Lot has the entire spectrum of products to support your good health. Let's begin with those choices of organic foods at Save-A-Lot. Minimize your exposure to artificial chemicals found in fertilizers, pesticides, and GMOs. Choose organic foods and support your good health as well as supporting ethical food practices. Come into Save-A-Lot and see your organic food choices at great prices. The best prices. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. Half mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Plaza. 754-307-1655.
Hi, this is Janet for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, and I would love to introduce you to the fabulous staff at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. Meet Anita Arabia. Hi, Anita.
Hi, Janet.
Tell our listeners what you do at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center.
I spend my time running around Save-A-Lot, making all the customers and employees happy.
And I know you do a fabulous job, and you're there every single day?
5 days a week.
5 days a week. Okay. And what are some of the things that you do there? Do you do ordering? Okay.
Yes. And yes.
Yes.
I do a little bit of everything.
Yes, yes, and yes. And so when people hear the name Anita Arabia, they will know that you're very much a part of keeping them happy customers at Save-A-Lot.
Yes, I hope so. Thank you, Jen.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center here in Margate. And I want to remind our listeners before we get to Janet and the issue that she wanted to speak about, which is heart disease. And the grand opening is going to take place just a few short days away. On Monday, January 2nd at 9 o'clock, we will start the month-long event, the grand opening of the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center here in Margate. On Tuesday, which is the 3rd, we will have a ribbon-cutting ceremony at 1 p.m. So if you're in the area, I think it's a smart idea to stop down because on that particular day, we're going to be raffling off some very, very valuable gift baskets that were donated by the many different companies that we do business with here at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And everybody who comes in to shop will get a raffle ticket from our cashiers that will enable them to be drawn on Tuesday, the 3rd of January, right after the ribbon-cutting ceremony, which will take place about, I think we'll be finished by 1:30, 1:45, and then we will start the raffling process of those people to enjoy the benefits of winning a basket of some goodies donated by the many different companies that we do business with here at Save-A-Lot. And with an email address or a phone number on your raffle ticket, it is not necessary to be here to win. We will call you or email you if you happen to be a winner. But again, it's going to take place on Tuesday after the ribbon cutting at 1 o'clock on January 3rd, the grand opening. And Janet, I know the topic you want to talk about is most intriguing for women because Carrie Fisher was a young woman. She was only 60 years old when she passed away from what was supposedly a heart attack. So I will turn it over to you now.
Well, the important thing that I wanted to point out is Carrie Fisher succumbed to a heart attack during a very, very long flight, a flight from London to L.A. And it's important for people to understand that during a long flight, when you tend to be seated for an extremely lengthy period of time, it's crucial to drink enough water and to be doing exercises with your legs, moving your legs, moving your feet, moving around, because you are so much more vulnerable to your blood pooling and ultimately forming a clot. And if you are very well hydrated, then it's much less likely that that will happen. And the reason that I'm focusing on this particular point with regard to the heart attack that Carrie Fisher suffered is So many of us are taking long flights these days and might not have in our minds that this is a situation that puts us at a certain amount of risk, and that risk might not necessarily be immediately apparent. And we take these long flights as very commonplace, but very important to be protecting your immune system and your circulatory system when you get on an airplane, and to make sure that you are moving your lower extremities sufficiently to prevent blood pooling. And it's interesting because I came across an article that I wanted to talk about, and I find that it does relate very much to the issue of heart attack and circulatory problems after or during a long flight. And this had to do with leg massage, and it's sometimes not so apparent, but the most basic of information can very much hit home. So here it is. There's no heart in your feet. There's no pump that can pump the blood back up from your feet and your calves up to your heart. And it makes a really good case for you to be doing exercise that means strengthening the muscles in your lower legs. Those muscles are an assist to your circulatory system. They contract and relax and ultimately push fluids back up toward the heart. And what's one of the best ways that you can keep those lower leg muscles strengthened? Walk, 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 walk. And yes, you can use a stair climber. Yes, you can use an elliptical. Yes, you can use a treadmill. However, if you don't have access to a gym membership, you sure do have 2 feet and a flat surface to walk on. And so not only your bloodstream depends on the quality of those muscles and the ability of those muscles to contract and relax, but your lymphatic system depends on those muscles. And the lymphatic system is moving debris that you want to get out of your body. So very important. And so some of the natural substances that you can use to keep your blood flowing freely, garlic and onions very much having certain amount of blood thinning effect. Lemon juice in your water to alkalize your body chemistry. When you alkalize, you reduce the risk of inflammation being the creator of a whole host of health threats. So many different approaches, and very important to pay attention to those. When I got the whole picture of what happened to Carrie Fisher, it reminded me of a number of years ago, a physician from the Netherlands who took very good care of his health, and he was on his way here to South Florida. He got off the plane in Miami and succumbed to a blood clot that had formed on that flight from Amsterdam to Miami. So crucially important, take your vitamin E, take your fish oil. Be very aware of keeping yourself very well hydrated. And then from the immune system point of view, which can be a contributing or slightly complicating factor in this blood circulatory issue, certain essential oils would be very appropriate to use on a long airplane flight, or any airplane flight for that matter. There is Nature's Shield from Now. They have a most fabulous combination of essential oils that have the capacity to neutralize viruses and bacteria. So you're not so much at risk for inhaling something that has the potential to make you sick. And then Silver 100. We have Silver 100 and the Now Nature Shield at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. I never travel without Silver 100. Spray it on your face, spray it in your mouth, spray it on your hands, and you keep the bacteria at bay. And then lastly, you want probiotics. Janet's Best Biotic, you can use that. Doesn't require refrigeration. And when you have that highly populated, correct bacteria in your gut, that's where your immune system originates its fight against any invader. So much information to keep you healthy while you're flying, and very important to be mindful of preparing for a flight correctly.
Great information, Janet. And if people would like any more information, please feel free to stop down and see Janet. She'll be here today and tomorrow from 1 to 7. Friday she'll be here 4 to 8, and Saturday from 12 to 5. So we want to encourage our listeners to take advantage of the great knowledge that Janet has acquired over the past 25 years in helping people overcome health challenges and health concerns. And no matter how small you think the symptom is, it could lead to greater problems if you don't deal with the body. And Janet is, again, a great coach to helping to heal the entire body, not just to take care of her symptoms. So, Janet, I will look forward to your arrival here. And I want to, again, remind our listeners that the grand opening month, starting January 2nd for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, will take place starting at 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. Monday to Friday, Saturday from 9 to 6. And again, as Janet had pointed out, we are closed every Sunday. And we look forward to that Sunday so that our staff can spend the time with their family and their friends. I will now turn it back to you, Janet.
And to our listeners, thanks so much for tuning in to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. We are here every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11. We'll be back tomorrow with our very special guest, Dr. Cass Ingram. Join us then. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.